We normally have a catechism question or two followed by an exhortation based on them, but this morning I have built the exhortation into the catechism itself. You'll notice our first question here is from the Heidelberg Catechism, which is our normal practice, but the second two questions and answers are actually from our own church confession of faith. Now, our church confession of faith is certainly not on par with the church creeds, such as the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed, but it's also not on par with the Heidelberg Catechism, which has stood the test of time for almost 500 years now. But having said that, we do believe that our church confession of faith does faithfully capture the teaching of Scripture on this topic. So with that in mind, let's have both our catechism and our exhortation all in one here, and I'll be reading it with you. What is the second petition of the Lord's Prayer? Thy kingdom come. That is, so rule us by your word and your spirit that more and more we submit to you. Preserve and increase your church. Destroy the works of the devil, every power that raises itself against you, and every conspiracy against your holy word. Do all this until the fullness of your kingdom comes, wherein you shall be all in all. How does the kingdom of God feature in the story of the Bible? The Bible is the true story of the Almighty Triune God and his glorious plan for a kingdom on earth, reflective of heaven, brought to fruition through man, his image bearer. The story of how, in God's mysterious and wonderful providence, Satan destroyed God's kingdom in its infancy by leading man into sin, death, and slavery, and by using fallen man to build Satan's kingdom in the earth. The story of how God the Son resurrected God's kingdom by destroying the works of the devil, by taking to himself full humanity, giving his life as a propitiation for sin, and triumphing over death and Satan in his bodily resurrection from the dead, and ascension to the throne of God in heaven. The story of how the Son of God, by and through his Spirit, applies and works out the implications of his great triumph, creating a new race of regenerate humanity, renewing the earth, and ultimately offering up to God the Father a perfected and glorified kingdom, just as God intended from the beginning in his mysterious and wonderful providence. Is a full understanding of the kingdom of God necessary for salvation? No. However, a believer cannot have a sub-biblical understanding of the kingdom of God relating as it does to God's original creational purposes and to the person and work of Christ without being negatively affected in his joy, strength, and wisdom.